an Easter wish for peace on earth. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. Pope Francis celebrated the joy of the holiday during Mass at the Vatican.
May Almighty God bless you through today's Easter solemnity and his compassion.
The pontiff later made an appeal for the end of armed conflicts in Ukraine, the Middle East, and Africa. Despite the fighting, Easter services are being held in Ukraine.
This Greek Catholic Church is taking in refugees right now, mostly women and children that we talk to, and some of them have downright horrifying stories of survival. Some of their loved ones were murdered. And there are four services at this church today. They are all packed. People are forced to stand outside in the cold and in the snow right now. And as the services are happening, we can hear explosions in the background. Ukrainian military exercises, just a stunning reminder of a country at war.
Fox's Matt Finn. Switching gears to the special counsel investigation into the origins of the Russia probe, John Durham is expected to present evidence that the CIA concluded that coordination between Donald Trump and Russia was, quote, not technically plausible.
Special Counsel Durham was responding to objections made by Michael Sussman's defense about what should be admissible during next month's trial. Durham argued that the government expects to present evidence that the FBI and more so the CIA concluded that the allegations made prior to the 2016 election involving Donald Trump and a Russian bank were untrue and unsupported.
Fox's Alexandria Hoff. Sussman is accused of lying to the FBI about his involvement with Hillary Clinton's campaign. Minutes from now, SpaceX is expected to launch a U.S. spy satellite from California. Shortly after that, part of the Falcon 9 rocket is expected to return to Earth. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
No suspects in Texas, where two dogs were found shot to death on train tracks in suburban Houston. Fox 26 says one of the dogs was decapitated. Both animals were wearing collars and had microchips. There was panic at another shopping mall. Police in Columbia, South Carolina say 14 people were hurt yesterday when gunfire erupted.
We did an initial sweep for injured people that were injured, and we got them with medical personnel and got them transported. We had the individual stores that took immediate security measures and locked their stores down, and we had everybody shelter in place.
Columbia Police Chief W.H. Skip Holbrook, a 22-year-old man, is under arrest in what police say was not a random attack. Additional arrests are possible. Shoplifters continue to have their way in California. In San Francisco, a man was caught on camera at a CVS stuffing his pockets and a suitcase with whatever he could grab. When he was asked to leave by an employee, the man slowly made his way to the exit while continuing to steal merchandise.
In Southern California, two suspects used hammers to break glass cases and steal from a McKay jeweler store at a Brea shopping center in Orange County. Also in Los Angeles, there's been six follow home robberies since last week. LAPD says thieves associated with 17 different gangs are targeting people wearing expensive jewelry or carrying designer handbags after they leave high end stores, restaurants, and nightclubs.
Fox's Christina Coleman. A sweet celebration at the National Zoo for a giant panda and her cub. The pandas were treated to a cake made from frozen fruit juice, sweet potatoes, carrots, and sugarcane. The zoo is celebrating 50 years of its panda exchange with the Chinese government. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.